Good morning, everyone. This morning, our theme is feast or the banquet, and we have laid our table especially for two of our congregation. Will Catherine and Leah please join me? They look worried, promise. They look terrified when I ask them to come up. Is it we just stand there, girls? That's fine. That's it. Now, we're going to look at the table and then have a think about it, and then in your own time, sit yourself down. One at each end. Have a think about it. Discuss if you want to. Go on, walk up. And talk about it if you want to. Okay, that was quite interesting, because they just said a few lines to each other and then dutifully went to one end and the other, which is quite good. So everyone saw how they obviously looked. There was a lot of verbal communication and non-verbal communication between them. So obviously they worked out how different the two ends are, which I'm sure you can all see as well. So what I'd like you to do is both comment separately on what decisions you made and how you made them and what you thought about as you were making them, and even what you just said out loud to Catherine, Leah, when that's fine. And actually, we're going to have up there a prayer menu. So Leah, when you came to the table, what did you think of, say, to Catherine? Just give me your thoughts.
Just said that one side looks like it's what the poor would eat and one looks like what the rich would eat.
Okay. So what did you think then when you actually sat yourself down? You looked at each other and because you're friends, what were you thinking?
Sort of felt jealous she got the side that has the cake.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone heard that Catherine should have the side that had the cake. So obviously you thought about it, you were being a friend, which is lovely, because obviously you're both good friends. And you, I suppose, maybe listened to each other, thought about it. Yes? Catherine, what was your thoughts when you came to the table?
I didn't notice until I sat down that it was cake, but I liked the look of this side, so... I chose this one.
So you chose this one. So you obviously sat down at the nicer end, obviously the one with the nice posh glass and the silver plates, etc. Yes, it's black currant. I think it was. Now you sat at the table. If you both wanted cake, what could you do?
Halve it.
Okay, so you can share it between the two of you as your friends. And then do you think we've laid it out in a good way?
Well, you've kind of like separated the table, so all the people that have lots of money on this side and then people who have no money on that side.
So do you think it's very fair?
No.
Okay, so it would have been fairer to do it the same. Yeah? Okay. Anything else when the girls sat down prior to eating, what they might have been able to do or thought about doing? Congregation? Yeah? So they could have asked to sit down? See if it was okay. I know I gave them permission too, but maybe they could have asked each other what their thoughts were. Catherine's very interested in the cake, isn't she? I can see. Not yet, darling, no. My daughter interested only in the cake. And also when you sit down sometimes at meals, you might give grace. So you could be thankful for the food that's been put on the table and to obviously praise God and to thank him for helping us get it. Yeah? So thank you very much, girls. Well done for not eating anything for that. If you'd like to both sit at the front pew, thank you. And hopefully thank you to Tom, who's filled in our prayer menu. On our prayer menu, there's friendship, there's being thankful, there's praising, there's asking and listening to each other, and making sure you share, and obviously to be fair. When we come to God's table, we don't need to fight for a place. God's always welcoming and guides us to find the good in everything. Please use our prayer menu in your daily prayers this week. We're going to leave copies on our lunch menu, on our lunch table, so people can take them away if they wish to.